Hebrews 11, I'm zeroing in now on verse 4. Simple verse, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead, still speaks. And may God bless to our hearing the reading of his word. Chapter 11, and we're looking at verse 4. Last week we discovered that it's by faith that we understand that God created the universe. He created the world out of nothing. We looked at that Hebrew word bara, which means to create suddenly out of nothing. That God spoke creation into existence. And we went through that little barrage of the astronomers who are seeking to discover now, even yet, even today, the origins of the universe. But they really have to take it by faith. And then we went through the biologists and the geneticists that are constantly looking for the beginning of life. But they likewise have to take the beginning of life by faith. And then the archaeologists and the paleontologists who are looking for that missing link. And they're still looking for that missing link. But it's a by faith system, just like our system is a by faith system. By faith, we believe that God created. And it really comes down to which belief system satisfies the most. I like mine. I like mine. And I'm glad we live in a country where they can believe as they please, but we can teach the Word of God. And now we move into another area of faith. And by the way, this whole chapter here, it's just a panorama of the Word of God. It goes all the way back to Genesis. And then person by person by person, it talks about their work of faith. Now the one characteristic is this, they all, every person mentioned, at a point in time, at a moment of time in their life, they believed in the Lord. They made the decision to trust in the living God. As we are told to make the decision to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might become children of God by faith in Him. They all did this. So what we're reading here is what happened to them. It's the work of faith that they performed. That is, it's the fruit that came from the fact that they had believed in Jesus Christ. And according to James, we all will perform a work of faith. If we know Christ as Savior, if we have been born of God, God has a work for us to accomplish, and we will perform that work. We will fulfill that destiny for ourselves. God will use us like that tree planted by the waters to bring forth fruit in its time, in its time. And that's how sanctification is described in the Word of God. It's a process that He's going through to ultimately produce fruit in all of our lives. And that's what we're reading here. Read in verse 4, it says, by faith, remember that word faith we described.